Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Sullivan for CCR to Senate Bill 490.
Clerk, read.
CCR to Senate Bill 490 by Crane of the Senate and Sullivan of the House, an act relating to public finance.
Members of the House, come to order. Give your attention to Representative Sullivan. Representative Sullivan, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The CCS of this bill changes the number of taxpayers that would be required to file a QI-TAM lawsuit. Be happy to answer your questions. Move adoption.
Questions on the conference committee sub? Seeing no questions, Representative Sullivan moves adoption of the CCR, Senate Bill 490. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR say aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Chairs in doubt. Clerk will act as the machine for a division. Declare the vote.
44 aye, 5 nay.
Having received majority vote, I declare the CCR to be adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 490 by Crane of the Senate, Sullivan of the House, an act relating to public finance.
Representative Sullivan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Representative Reynolds? You wish to debate, or you have a question on the bill?
Question on the bill.
Question on the bill. Okay, we'll stop and take questions. Representative Sullivan, there is a question on the bill. Representative Reynolds, you're recognized.
Thank you. My first question is an easy one. I see in one place that it's a Sullivan bill, and I see in another place it's a... Oh, no, okay, I've got that understanding now. Representative Sullivan, we had an amendment on here because the threshold was going to dramatically increase in certain elections. From a current threshold of 10 to potentially 3 or 4,000 voters. Can you tell me why was that amendment taken off?
What amendment was taken off?
Am I on the wrong bill? Isn't this a bill that we have actually modified it to put 25?
No. What we left the 10 resident taxpayers or a number equal to 0.1% of the population of whatever population they're challenging.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you, Representative Sullivan. I'm sorry. Possibly the amendment was just submitted and wasn't passed that put the limit at 25.
That was on a previous version, but the CCS leaves the 10 or 0.1%, whichever is greater.
You're recognized.
Exactly. And so the amendment said limit it to 25.
Well, that amendment's moot at this point.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Stan, why was that taken off?
Why was it taken off?
Wasn't that the language that originally passed the House and the language that originally passed?
That's what I just said. That was part of the original bill, but in the conference committee substitute, the 10 was restored and the 0.1%, that was part of the negotiation.
Follow up. You're recognized.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So back to my original question. That's what I thought. Why was that? Why did the conferees decide that to take that off so that the body will understand why we did that?
We thought this was a better proposal.
Follow up. You're recognized.
So there wasn't any particular reason. Just the people that signed this agreed to that, but they didn't have any analysis or statistical information or any input from somebody that thought it ought to be differently. But because of the conference committee process, they just decided that was a better proposal.
No, I disagree with that. There was discussion among various parties, and that discussion was ongoing when we passed this bill out of the House the first time. The title was off of it at that point, and I think I said it, that we were continuing to discuss it to come up with a number that made sense.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Sullivan moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? There will be debate. Those in opposition, push your red button. Those in favor of the green. Representative Reynolds in opposition, Representative Sullivan in favor. Other members wishing to debate? Seeing none, Representative Reynolds, you're recognized for 10 minutes in opposition to the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, once again, we see the I could have addressed it in the adoption of the conference committee report, but I just as soon see the bill die, so I chose not to address it there. But once again, we see the flawed process of the conference committee system. This body adopted an amendment which would have kept much more in line the idea that the voters in Oklahoma will be able to control their fate in a much easier manner. Oklahoma has a very high threshold of signatures in many areas, a high threshold in where you want to, if you want to become another party in the state of Oklahoma, and other opportunities. This amendment, this bill, is about apparently about a situation in Broken Arrow where some citizens are actually doing what by current law they're allowed to do, and that is to petition their government for grievances. Imagine that. That may have even gone back to the Declaration of Independence or something like that. And what we're doing is we're saying, well, we don't mind if you do that, but we want a lot more of you to get together in order to do that. And I can appreciate that. I'm glad I know my history better, but I'm glad that the signers of the Declaration of Independence, certainly less than 100, and I ought to be able to say it was 56 or whatever. Thankfully, it wasn't 0.1% of the population of the United States before they were allowed to petition. So, members, this is going to make a very high threshold. It's going to make it very much more difficult for the public to have input. It's going to make it very much more difficult for them to go after public officials that are abusing their offices, because that's what this is about. This is about public officials that the public perceives are abusing their offices, and they are then allowed to petition. So I would encourage you to vote against the adoption of this bill, and that way the system will be just like it is right now. We won't have had any problems with taking freedoms or abilities, rights away from the taxpayers and the voters, and because the system's working just fine right now, except according to some people, what's going on, I think, in Broken Arrow. Be happy to answer questions.
Seeing no questions, Representative Sullivan, you're now recognized for 10 minutes closing debate in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this does change the threshold for those that file the QTAM lawsuits, which are suits against the governing body. Currently, 10 people in any jurisdiction can get together and they can file a lawsuit, hold a municipal body, school board, county, any of them hostage to litigation only on the whim of 10 people. What this does is say it's a minimum of 10 people or 0.1% of the voters in that district. If it's a school district, it's 0.1% of those in the school district. If it's a city, 0.1% in the city. It's a very low threshold. Yes, it does increase the number, but we shouldn't be allowing suits against the governmental entities unless there are enough people that think that there is a problem. 10 people alone should not be holding a school board, a city, or any other governmental entity hostage in litigation. That's simply what this done. I think that the Tea Parties that we saw the last month or so demonstrate that if enough people are interested, they will rise up and speak out. And if that's the case, the minimum threshold that you have to surpass is 0.1%. Please vote for the bill.
Members, you've heard the debate. The question for the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk, lock the machine. Start and announce roll call in the hall. Roll calls in progress. Representative Evans votes aye. Representative Reynolds votes no. Representative Pittman votes no. Representative Terrell votes no. Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Harrison votes no. Members wishing to vote or change your vote? Representative McPeak votes aye. Representative Cox votes aye. Representatives Key, Miller, Sanders, Derby, Morissette, Reniger, and Bailey, do you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
55 aye, 40 nay.
Having received a majority vote, it is elected and constant in the House, declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Floor Leader.